Thank you, Sandra, for the extra effort of sending packages in the mail to us and for little toys for us to play with. So last week, we talked about the verse a little bit at the end of the children's story and also at the end of the message about from Revelation 3:20. And it said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they will eat and they with me." So, and today we're going to go through the story from Luke 24, which is the story of the Emmaus Road. And this Emmaus Road story is a perfect example of how Jesus comes in and spends time with us. How he comes in when we're frightened and when we're confused, how he comes in when we're talking together, when we're trying to figure out things out, and when and how he explains things to us. And Jesus comes in when we're grieving, and he comforts us, and he accompanies us even when we don't recognize that it is him. Jesus joins us in our journey until we recognize him and we are able to fully be in his presence. So I just want to invite you this morning to listen to the reading of the word from Luke 24, starting with verse 13. And I want you to pay attention to the spirit, the movement of the spirit in your heart and your mind and your spirit. And I want you to think about areas that in which you hear something new or interesting or troubling. And I just want you to know that there will be an opportunity today to share after the scripture reading rather than at the end of the sermon. So let's read the scripture together. If you are better at reading and hearing at the same time, do that. If you can close your eyes and listen, that works also. Luke 24, verse 13. Now that same day, which was the day of Jesus' resurrection, two of them, the disciples, were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and they discussed these things with each other, and Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death. And they crucified him. We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over." So they went in. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them and assembled together and said, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told them what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. So the story we see that these two disciples on that same day, so the third day, they decided to go to a village called Emmaus. We don't know why. But it was a village about 7 miles away. And I imagine that they were talking with each other. And it says they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And that they talked and they discussed. So I imagine all the things they were talking about Jesus and all the things he had done and all the things that had happened the last few days and just how discouraged and how upset they were and how they didn't really know what was going to happen and maybe feeling like, well, what do we do now? And so as they're talking, Jesus comes and starts walking with them. They don't recognize them. And then he asks them what they're discussing. Well, he knew what they were discussing, but he asked them so that they would tell him, right? Mm-hmm. And so they tell him that they're talking about Jesus, that he was a prophet. And they tell him about all the expectations they had. They tell him all about what had happened in the last couple of days. And they tell him that they had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. They had hoped that he was the Messiah. And they tell him about the confusion that they feel with the reports from the women that have said that he's alive. But how could that be? How could he be alive? So Jesus tells them. He tells them from the scriptures. He tells them from the Moses and the prophets. He explains to them what all the scriptures said concerning him. So imagine he talked about Isaiah that talks about the suffering servant, and he talked about all the prophecies around Jesus. And then these two guys, they're getting closer and closer. They're walking as they're talking, and they're getting closer to the village, and they want to hear more. But Jesus says, "No, I'm going on. I'm going somewhere else." But they encourage him. They urge him, "Please stay with us." He hears the verse in Revelation, right? Where Jesus said, "I come to the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and invites me in," they invite Jesus in. Jesus sits at the table with them. He does what he did at the Last Supper with the bread, and breaking the bread and giving thanks and sharing it to them. And in that moment, they recognize him. And in that moment, he disappears. And then they start talking about, "Wow, when he was talking with us, didn't we feel like this different spirit? Didn't we feel like something different? Weren't our hearts burning within us? Our minds just churning? Wasn't it amazing how he opened the scriptures to us?" And they don't wait there. They don't spend the night there. They get up and they go right back to Jerusalem. And they go to the 11. And the 11 tell them, "Simon saw him." And then they tell the disciples their experience that, yes, Jesus is risen, and how they recognized him when he broke the bread. What did you hear as we read the story?
Mm-hmm.
you hear anything new, I'm sure you've read this story a few times. It's a very common story to study and read after Easter and the resurrection. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible because of the image of Jesus traveling with these two and explaining things to them. What did you hear this time through?
I like the part where it said, "So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them." And then they asked him to abide with us, and he went to stay with them. For me, it's just knowing that asking Jesus to stay with me at this time is important, because I don't always know that or feel that he is with me. But this gives me, especially when they say abide with us, he went to stay with them. So to me, I can ask Jesus to abide with me, and I know that he will stay with me.
Mm-hmm. I like the part about where it says, "Didn't our hearts burn within us when he talked with us on the road?" I remember when I was a younger Christian coming up, and I was sitting in a church, and I remember asking God, you know, I'm not sure I feel you, you know. So I had been praying about that for a while. And then one Sunday I was in church, and we just happened to sing a song, and I was just overcome with this emotion as like that the Holy Spirit had come upon me. And in my head, I heard a voice say, "How's that for you?" So, you know, I just enjoy hearing that in scripture, because I think myself, I experienced that from time to time, more so now as I'm been able to kind of tune into it. But that's a part of the scripture that speaks to me.
Thank you, Janine.
Mm-hmm. The part that I liked was where just before that he does say, "How foolish are you?" But then he explains how the scripture is being fulfilled through him. They don't really know it's Jesus at that point, but they, you know, he's explaining this is how this, you know, what I'm just imagining. He's explaining how the scriptures fit into today, and I just like that he didn't just think, "Well, that's the way it is." He explained it and let them open their eyes in that way, as well as opening their eyes when he broke the bread.
So today we know that Jesus is alive. We're not at that same place as the disciples were. We're not distraught like the disciples about the loss of Jesus. And we do already understand the scripture promises about Jesus. And we don't really expect to sit with the physical Jesus and break bread. So what about this experience can be brought into our own lives? And how can we have this Emmaus Road experience in which our hearts burn within us and Jesus explains things from us to us from Scripture? Can we have that kind of encounter with Jesus? And I say, yeah, and I say, yes, we can. We are living in a time when we are confused and brokenhearted and upset with many things. And so this story can speak directly into our lives, and Jesus can walk with us on the road. When I sent the email out yesterday about this service, I included a song by Steve Green. It's a song titled "I Can See," and the subtitle is "On the Emmaus Road." And these are the words of the song. "All at once he walked beside me, like he'd been there all along. Not a stranger, but a father who can sense when something's wrong. And he answered all my questions, and he understood my fears that somehow vanished now that he was near. Can't you see who walks with you? Can't you hear who speaks your name? Can't you feel something stirring in your heart? How his words ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. Can the paths we follow from now on be the same?" And there's a couple other verses, but the chorus says, "Yes, I can see who walks with me. I can hear who speaks my name. I can feel something stirring in my heart. How his words ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. And I know I'll never be the same. I can see." And so just like in the story, sometimes Jesus is walking along our side. He's explaining things to us and he's helping us and comforting us and encouraging us, but we don't always see. It's not until he breaks the bread. It's not until something happens in our heart and mind that we turn and we realize, oh, it's Jesus. He's with me. And again, right now we're in the shadow of something new, something disturbing, unsettling. It's a battle. And our lives are changing in ways that we cannot control. We can't see our loved ones in person. We can't hug people. We're concerned about our finances, our future, and our health. And even so, sometimes we ignore Jesus' presence in our lives, even though he's always with us, loving each one of us in a deep, personal way. Sometimes I go halfway through my day before I realize, wow, I have not sat down. I have not quieted myself. I have not spent dedicated intentional time in Jesus' presence. And sometimes we spend a lot of time talking to each other and trying to figure out what's going on, like the two disciples did, just talking and talking when we really need to invite Jesus in, like Kim was saying, to walk with us, explain things with us. We need to come to God in prayer.
I did.
Last night I was checking some of my emails and I came across a book that a pastor by the name of John Piper wrote. The title is Coronavirus and Christ. Now, I do not know how this man found time to write a book about this already. But in the book he writes that the rock I stand on and what I want you to stand on is the rock of God's action in the world now and forever. If the Lord wills, the Bible says, we will live. That's about as involved as you can get. Not just whether you live or die, you will be with God, but also God will decide if you live or die now. Know that if we live, it's Christ, and if we die, it's our gain. We know that in our walk on the Emmaus Road, we can hear Jesus saying, remember the rock. Remember that you stand on the rock. Remember that God is in control. On our Emmaus Road, we read the scriptures and we continue to read God's word, because it is Jesus' voice speaking to us on the road. It is the Holy Spirit speaking truth and hope in our hearts. It is more important now than ever for us to strengthen and build our relationship with Christ. My desire as a pastor is to see each one of you connect in real ways with the living Christ through God's word and through the power of the Holy Spirit. I wish and I pray that I can continue to teach and connect and show you different ways to walk with Christ. Now, John Piper, he believes that the coronavirus is a God-given wake-up call for us to be ready for the second coming of Christ. He believes that the coronavirus is God's thundercap call for us to repent and realign ourselves with Christ. And that in Christ, God, in the coronavirus, God is loosening the roots of settled Christians all over the world to make them free for something new and radical, and to send them with the gospel of Christ to the unreached peoples of the world. He thinks that coronavirus is God's call to his people to overcome self-pity and fear, and with courageous joy do the good works of love that glorify God. We know that God can work through all and every situation. And I know that in my life, this, all that is happening around us right now is definitely pushing me and drawing me towards Christ, towards my faith, towards the rock. Because I need someplace solid that I can stand. It's pushing me to spend more time talking and praying with people of faith. But it's also encouraging me to continue to reach out to those who don't have that hope. Mm-hmm. On the day of Christ's resurrection, Jesus walked and talked with two disciples who were discussing what had happened. The loss of their leader, the loss of hope, the confusion about whether or not he was the Messiah. These disciples were devastated and confused. And when Jesus joined their conversation, he was able to help them see the truth through scriptures and his presence. I hope that we can invite Jesus into our conversation today about what is happening around us. If we carry confusion and fear and grief and loss in our hearts like the disciples did, that we remember the invitation. Jesus says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." So I encourage you again this week to quiet yourselves, to read God's word, and to talk together. And as you talk together, recognize that God is with you, that Jesus is walking with you. And spend some time praying together. We can talk and talk and talk. We can counsel each other. We can try to help each other. But it's only with that presence of Jesus, it's only through the Spirit that we can talk and pray in ways that bring healing and hope into our lives, in ways that we can share the hope and love of God with other people. Mm-hmm. So I can see who walks with me, and I can hear who speaks my name, and I can feel the stirring in my heart, and I can hear how his words ring strong and true, and I know that I'll never be the same because I can see. Does anybody have a word of faith, a word of encouragement for each other before we end our time together?
Well,